Welcome to the Dad Tales Podcast, a place where parents who are too tired to think and toddlers fighting sleep can find adventure, fun, and dreamland. So put your heads on your pillows, cover up with your favorite blanket, and let's dive right in. Today's episode is going to be Princess Vivian Part 2. When last we left off with Princess Vivian, she had gotten too deep into the dark forest that belongs to the dragon Undak. Her purple horse, Shadow Moon, got too scared and reared up and knocked Princess Vivian back off the horse. She hit her head on a log that was on the ground. And when she came to, she was trapped, tied up, and in the horde of the dark black dragon, Undak. Now Shadow Moon, being a good horse, went back to the kingdom of Gustav to find Princess Vivian's mom and dad, King George and Queen Guinevere. When they saw Shadow Moon return without Princess Vivian, they knew something had happened. So they rallied up the knights that they had and the adventurers that lived in the country of Gustav. And those adventurers were the knight Bearheart, the druid elf Violet Goldenbrow, the cleric Amelie Splash, and the monk Craic. They all got together and tried to find Princess Vivian. Violet turned herself in to a deer and followed the path that Shadow Moon took them down. Splash rode on the back of the horse Shadow Moon, her blue skin matching nicely with the purple hair of the horse Shadow Moon. Bearheart the knight was there next, ready to help if trouble came. And Craic the monk was in the back, looking around for any signs of trouble. Deeper and deeper they went into the forest. Shadow Moon took them on all the paths that Princess Vivian had taken him on. Soon they also began to hear the same noise that Princess Vivian had heard, the sound of a deer that was hurt. However, they knew that it was a trap, because they knew that they were in the dark forest of the black dragon Undak. Soon they came upon the cave that led into the mountain where Unduk kept all of his treasures. As they entered, they saw that there were many traps all over. A giant rock that might fall on their heads. A wire that triggered some arrows. But they were all able to get past the traps without any issue. Once they got past the traps, the next thing they saw were the five black knights of Unduk. Each one tried to take on one of the knights, with Bearheart, the large burly man, taking on two of them. Bearheart used his great hammer to knock the knights out. Splash used her water powers to wash away the black knight that she was facing. Violet Goldenbrow tied up her knight with vines from the ground that she called forth. And Craig the monk used his hands and feet to help defeat his knight. With the black knights finally taken care of, the adventurers could finally get to the hoard of the black dragon Unduk. What did they find next? We will have to wait and see. For now, sleep tight, be safe, and be loved. Good night.